Hello and welcome to the Faith and Family Matters podcast, the show where we talk about ways to build our faith and strengthen our marriages and families. I am William Hemphill and I am your host. I am a pastoral therapist, ordained clergy, and a mental health counselor that works with marriages and relationships. Today I want to begin sharing some thoughts about spiritual intimacy in marriage. In marriage, there are several forms or types of intimacy. Physical intimacy, which includes sexual intimacy. Emotional intimacy, where we share our hearts, wounds, fears, and hopes. Mental intimacy, where we expand on our thoughts. And then there is spiritual intimacy. And today I want to talk a little bit about some of the challenges to spiritual intimacy. As a marital therapist, this is the one area that I notice where most couples that come to see me have not focused on for various reasons. I actually think that spiritual intimacy is the most important area for couples to build intimacy and connection. So if this is the most important area, why would couples fail to seek out spiritual intimacy in their relationships? In my experience, there are several things that come to mind when I think of why couples do not pursue spiritual intimacy. Number one, spiritual intimacy has not been emphasized. Many couples that come to see me have not focused on their spiritual intimacy because it has not been emphasized in their lives. This is true of couples that even attend worship at churches. It had not been modeled or there was no teaching in their churches. Thus, a lot of couples were unaware of the need to connect spiritually. Number two, they may not have their own individual spiritual practice. If one member of the marriage does not have their own individual spiritual practice, then it probably doesn't occur to them to have a joint spiritual practice together. If there's no individual relationship with God, then there would be no desire to pursue a joint relationship with God. So, again, if a person does not have their own individual spiritual practice, they may not even be thinking about how we can connect or build a stronger marriage through building spiritual intimacy because that's just not on their radar. Number three, the couple may have differing views of spirituality. They may have differing views of spirituality. While this could mean different religions, but many times it means different ways of practicing in the same religion. I am a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and I am clergy. Yet, in my Christian experience as both clergy and as someone walking in faith, I have been blessed to attend churches of many different denominations. I've also been fortunate to counsel people from many different denominations. And because of this, I know that there are a wide variety of religious practices and beliefs just in Christianity. So when you take that into account, it's very possible that one spouse may practice or engage in their faith in one way, and it might be different than how the other spouse practices or engages in their faith. The challenge then becomes for the couple how to integrate those faith practices and begin to build spiritual connection. Number four, I've seen this a lot in my work with people. One partner or the other may not be comfortable engaging in spiritual intimacy. I've heard this in my office, especially from men. Men may say they are not comfortable praying or comfortable praying with their spouses. This was actually the impetus for my book, Praying with Your Spouse, A Secret to Building Intimacy in Your Marriage. I had several men come and say that their wives desired spiritual intimacy and connection, but they didn't know how to do it. In many of those instances, I found that the men were dealing with imposter syndrome, where they were comparing themselves to someone like maybe their pastor or an elder in their church or some other spiritual figure. And a lot of my work involved allowing or helping these men to find comfort in reaching out to God in their own way and being comfortable in who God had made them and who they were. Finding comfort in reaching out to God and not comparing ourselves with others can make a difference in our faith and spiritual practice. We are who we are. Number five, in the challenge of becoming intimate in all areas of marriage, we must have safety. So even when we talk about spiritual intimacy, we must have safety also. One of the biggest challenges I see with any type of intimacy in marriage is safety, because in order to be intimate, we must be willing to open ourselves up to our spouses. That openness or vulnerability means that we can actually get hurt by our spouses, whether it's intentional or not intentional. Because when we're vulnerable, we're open, we are exposed. Our hearts are exposed. Our minds are exposed. Our spirit is exposed. We expose our most inward parts. And even spiritually, we expose ourselves when we try to build spiritual connection or intimacy. Thus, that spiritual connection and communication must be emotionally and spiritually safe. Without safety, people will not open up and they will not become vulnerable. These are just some of the challenges I see when it comes to building spiritual intimacy in marriage. During our next few podcasts, we will be talking about aspects of spiritual intimacy that are important, including things like emotional safety, praying with integrity, learning how to connect with our spouses spiritually during a busy life, and so on and so forth. I do want to close today with a thought. A few years ago, my family and I had the privilege of visiting President Jimmy Carter as he taught Sunday school at his church. In the waiting area, we were allowed to ask him a few questions, and so I asked him about the secret to a successful marriage. I was curious because at that time, he and his wife Rosalind had been married over 70 years. He stated that there was no real secret. He said simply this: treat each other kindly and with respect every day. I actually want to pause there for a moment. Treat each other kindly and with respect every day. What would happen in our relationships if we treated each other kindly and with respect on a daily basis? Number two, he also mentioned that he and Rosalind read a passage of scripture and they prayed together every day. So in other words, they used their faith to stay connected to the Lord and to each other. They found a way to build spiritual intimacy in their marriage, and that allowed them to stay connected in their relationship. And the beautiful thing is, they allowed the Lord to be in the midst. I think this is a huge key. How do we invite the Lord, the one who created us, who molded us, and who shaped us, the one who understands us inside and out and understands our marriage inside and out? How do we invite the Lord into our relationships so we can grow closer to God and closer to one another. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. If you would like to know more about me or would like to work with me, please go to my website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. Take care and have a wonderful week.